USA Radio News.
A Texas sheriff has certified that dozens of migrants who were flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts last month under a new program by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were crime victims, insinuating their eligibility for a special visa. The sheriff had stated that he had filed certification forms, which immigration lawyers say can be used to obtain a visa reserved for crime victims or people who witness certain crimes. New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed court papers seeking to stop former President Donald Trump from transferring assets from his namesake real estate company. This is the latest move in her civil case alleging years of fraudulent practices. The motion for a preliminary injunction says Trump Organization representatives created a new company with the same name in Delaware. The company then filed paperwork to register Trump Organization 2 LLC. In New York on September 21st, which is the same day the civil action was filed.
Consumer price index data released Thursday morning showed that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in the year through September, more than what economists recently surveyed by Bloomberg expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bryant.
The Food and Drug Administration has confirmed a nationwide Adderall shortage after weeks of reported backlogs. The announcement issued by the FDA warned that major manufacturers will not be able to meet surging demand at the current rate of production. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection presented previously unseen video of congressional leaders pleading for help from governors, the acting Secretary of Defense, and the acting Attorney General as rioters attacked the Capitol.
I'm going to call up the acting Secretary of DOD. We have some senators who are still in their hideaways. They need massive personnel now. Can you get the Maryland National Guard to come too?
A gun has accidentally been discharged inside a Texas elementary school cafeteria after a child allegedly brought the firearm to school. The incident occurred before class began as breakfast was served at John W. Carpenter Elementary School in Dallas. The district officials stated that no one was injured. The Dallas Police Department is investigating the incident. A handful of this year's Miss USA contestants are alleging that the organization gave preferential treatment to one of the contestants from Texas who made history as the first Filipina-American to win the title this month. Miss Universe organization ran the Miss USA competition until 2020 when the Miss Brand Corp, headed by Crystal Stewart, took over. The Miss Universe organization stated that it is deciding to suspend Stewart's leadership, quote, immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.